We would have to get really aggressive about that if we're going to if we're going to make testing work at all. And we may have to consider that you can't work in a place if you're not willing to keep not just yourself safe, but particularly your coworkers and county residents who might have to access those services safe. That's the discussion we're going to have. The flip side of that is, you know, the consequences of letting people go. In some departments, it's inconvenient and you can pretty easily fill the spaces. In some of these departments, particularly ones that require long periods of training and onboarding and the major effort to recruit police people now for police and fire, you could wind up, you know, short-staffing your departments for long periods of time. And we have to weigh what the impacts of that are going to be.
When do you expect the decision on that? Within days, weeks, any time frame you have in mind, you think?
We're hoping that we get the data, the updated data from the unions over the next week or so. And then we'll map out where we're going to go on the testing. I know the council's anxious to do things. I'm just asking everybody, let's think really clearly about this and understand what the consequences are, because there'll be consequences no matter what we do.
Have you had any close calls yourself, had the quarantine or anything like that, or maybe know family members, friends? And if so, what kind of experiences did they have? And even you yourself, I mean, have you had any experiences like that during this pandemic?
I will say, you know, my son is living down in Medellin, Colombia, and he came back here and he got vaccinated and he went back down there. And about a month after he was back down there, he came down with COVID. He had a very mild case, kind of like they tell you it's going to be. He was uncomfortable. He didn't have much energy, pretty lethargic for about 5 days. And at the end of 5 days, his life returned to normal. I was kind of surprised at how quickly he went from this is really miserable to I feel fine. So he's kind of the good example of, you know, the minimal effect that COVID might have on a vaccinated person, but he still got it. And I know other people who've gotten it as well. And fortunately, everybody I know who've gotten what they call a breakthrough case, all of them managed to have very mild cases.
When your son went back and you found out about it, I mean, was it like 2 weeks later that you found out that he got COVID, or was it more recent? And did you have to get tested for that?
I didn't have to get tested. He got COVID over a month after he got back. So he was vaccinated. Fully vaccinated at that point. The vaccine reached the point where it should have been fully effective. So he got it at least a month after he had been vaccinated. So I hadn't seen him for a month either. So I didn't have to worry about getting tested because of that.